Frank Innocent declares Burns. The Atlanta Georgian, Friday the 3rd in April 1914, 7th edition, final, page 1, column 1, page 1, column 8, ready now to point to Girl's Slayer, Chicago, April 3rd. The murderer of Mary Fagan has been found. Leo M. Frank will not be hanged on April 17th. This statement was made by William J. Burns, the famous detective, who arrived in Chicago today. He has been working on the mysterious murder for which Frank was convicted and sentenced to be hanged. He went into conference immediately upon his arrival here with a number of men whose identities were not permitted to be known. Before he entered the conference, Detective Burns said that he might give out some information which he had obtained later in the day. The information, he said, would result in the freeing of Frank and the conviction of the murderer. Refused to give details. The detective refused to go into details about what he had learned in his investigation of the case, except to say that he was positive of the identity of the Fagan girl's slayer and that it was not Frank. The detective arrived from Kansas City this morning, where he declared he had been clearing up a few final details of the mystery. When the time comes, I will point out the real murderer of Mary Fagan, he said. No mystery, he says. There is no real mystery about the case. It is very simple. I have taken the case because of the strong public sentiment that was against Frank and because I do not believe he was given a fair trial. When I took the case, I started at the very beginning. I questioned scores of witnesses. I saw those who testified at the trial and many who were not called. My report is now ready and will be presented to Frank's attorneys within a few days.